given the opportunity to go back to this time period and knowing what you know now about the world, would you relive these times, or is today's world a better place to live?
Not in the 60s. I think the 60s were a changing time, and I don't guess it's ever good to go backwards, no matter, even though a lot of times you think you have good memories of things that happened back when in your earlier life. I don't think it's ever good to look back or go back. If you're interested in Kennedy, I got a book here that's on the 4 days of Kennedy's death and after the death, and it tells me about Kennedy being assassinated, and then it tells about the 4 days following it, and the funeral, and about the one that shot him, and the funeral procession, about things that happened, and when I can remember when this happened, that the TV coverage was kind of like the O.J. Simpson coverage. Everybody was mesmerized and glued to their TV and all, and I know in the middle of the night, one night, was Jacqueline Kennedy. She was supposed to not ever go anywhere without, you know, the security guards, and she slipped out of the White House and went up to the Capitol where they had Kennedy's body in the rotunda there and lying in state. And she went past the guards there and went over. They had a circle and space away from the casket where you couldn't go up and touch the casket. But she went in, she slipped in and went up to the casket and knelt down and kissed the casket. And then got up and went back to, so there she's standing there in that picture, but she got up then and went back to the White House, and very few people even knew who she was or anything about her until they saw her go in and the guards started to go by to get to the casket. But she wasn't supposed to even leave the White House without a guard, but she, I guess in her grief, she just slipped out and went down there. And of course, there were people all over the place. They were milling in and out. I think they went constantly from the time they put him in there until the time of the funeral, just about. Everybody was going by to pay their respects. That's Peter Lawford. That was her brother-in-law, you know, the movie star Peter Lawford. He was married to one of Jackie's sisters, one of Jack's sisters, the president's sisters. But, of course, Caroline and John John. A famous picture with John John saluting his daddy as the casket passed by. I have a lot of dignitaries there at the funeral. I had a picture of them when they passed by. Of course, they walked to the down the street into the graves where they have the eternal flame now. You know, people lined the streets as they were going down the street. Oh, that's the horse with the stirrups turned backwards to signify the death of the rider, and. I guess that was the first time I had ever seen that, a horse that followed the casket down the street.
That was his horse?
I don't know whether it was Jack's horse or not. I think it was probably just one I had. He was a horseman, and well, Jackie was the one that really was the one who rode horses a lot. Her and Caroline, as Caroline got bigger, she really became an escort. But I thought it would show a picture of the White House, and there's little John John saluting his daddy. The if you went by, and this is the church that they had the funeral. They had two children to die, you know, and they had their funerals in this church. This was St. Patrick's, wasn't it? No, St. Matthew's Cathedral. St. Patrick's was one in New York that they had, I think.
When did the two kids die? Huh? Do you know when did the two kids die? I didn't know they had two kids.
Mm-hmm. She had one not too long before he was assassinated that died. He was, I don't think he lived but a day or two. He was very young. Didn't live but a day or two, and then he died. And I think the other one she lost, I don't think he, you know, ever lived. I think he was born dead. But she had two children that died. So. And there was old Harry S. Truman. He was a former president. He came. In fact, he's one of them that most people think was the best president we ever had. I don't know that. Johnson was a very good president. I think that's when a lot of people got to paying more attention to who was the vice president on the ticket, because the one day they might have the vice president as president, so they got to be a little more careful who the vice president. Used to, they didn't think too much about who was the vice president because he wasn't going to be president anyway. But then I think after the Kennedy was assassinated, a lot of people got to thinking more about that. Anything else you want to know about the book?
About this picture of her dress.
Oh, when she had blood all over it. The pink two-piece outfit she was wearing when they were riding in the motorcade in Dallas. She had that on, and she kept it on. It was pink, and her hat was made out of the same. She kept it all on until they got back on the airplane, Air Force One, and flew back to fly back to Washington. And when they got back on the plane, Lyndon Baines Johnson was sworn in as the 36th President of the United States. And they, for a long time, wouldn't tell. I think he was shot like in the morning, and they wouldn't tell for good while that he was there, because they were so afraid, you know, the world thinking that the United States was without a president. So they swore in Johnson, they said, before they would, you know, put out the word that Kennedy was actually dead. They just left the people hanging. They knew he'd been shot, but they wouldn't let anybody know for sure that he was dead until they swore Johnson in. Something about the country could not be left without a president.